Radio.
Radio
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
A very warm welcome to the Evening Show podcast from Radio X. I am Gordon Smart. I'm producer. Vin is in the house.
Hello, we missed you. We had a week off.
It's a bit weird, wasn't it, being apart for a week? I had kind of withdrawal symptoms from Vin. You hold me by the wrist through the week.
That's right.
Not by the hand, by
drag,
the wrist.
Drag you, not hold you.
You drag right enough. Doesn't sound right. What a good, we've only had a short week this week, 2 days.
Only 2 days, yeah.
Yeah, it was only 2 days. But we had a great classic album on Monday. Fat of the Land, Prodigy. What an album that is.
It means a lot.
It does. I saw that around that time when that album came out. I saw Prodigy playing a lot, and those gigs, they leave a mark, you know. Definitely rearranged my spine in some way or other. Great gigs. And that album as well, Diesel, Power, Breathe, Smack My Something Up that I can't say on the radio. Superb stuff. So that's the classic album. And also a few other stories kicking around this week, Vin. But most of all, though, I think it's just been nice to be back in your company, Vin.
Even though it was short-lived, yeah. 2 days, you're off on holiday, so you'll be back next week, right?
I will be back next week. Me and producer Vin with loads of the usual nonsense and all that stuff, including classic albums. Enjoy.
Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
So last week I had a week covering Johnny Vaughan and the 4till7 thing. So just a little bit of a reminder, on a Monday night, normally on the Evening Show, we have a classic album chat where we delve a little bit deeper into an album we love here at Radio X. We've covered quite a few decades over the last 18 months or so, going all the way back to the 60s and 70s with the Rolling Stones and The Who, all the way through to some really modern stuff as well. And in recent weeks, I think the last one we did was Maybe by Oasis. So covered quite a lot over the years, and tonight I've got one that really means a lot to me, a special time in my life, 1997, Prodigy and the Fat of the Land. 21 years ago now, it was released on XL Recordings and it has sold, get on this, 10 million copies. Now, if you think 97, 98, around that time, it's probably the last time albums were selling in those kind of numbers. So an incredible achievement. And it was the first time the band had shortened their name to just Prodigy. So most of the album was written by the great man Liam Howlett, but it was also the first Prodigy album to include contributions from Keith Flint. If you remember, he was on songs like Fuel My Fire, Serial Thriller, Firestarter, and Breathe. And they were under a bit of pressure because Music for the Jilted Generation was a huge, huge album. And this really did follow up brilliantly. The album title comes from the phrase living off the fat of the land, and it fits a bold, confident, in-your-face time. If you think about it, it was kind of peak swagger of the 90s. Lad culture, lad mags, Oasis, you know, a lot of Britpop. TFI Friday was on the telly. There was real, real swagger, but this is as extreme as it got. Real, almost a punk spirit to it, really in-your-face. It went to number one in the UK and was huge in the US as well. Went straight to number one and platinum twice, which is a massive achievement around that time. So it entered the Guinness World Records in 1999 is the fastest selling UK album of that year, and it was nominated for the Mercury Prize as well in 97. I remember it specifically because it's the first album I played when I passed my driving test. It always sets a special time in your mind, that, if you remember yours as well. So the album's full on, hugely important to the rave and dance scene at the time, crossed over in the mainstream, and Keith Flint, what about that for a performance on that album, bringing his own punk spirit to it. The album caused loads of controversy around the time. I remember it being quite shocking at the time. Liam Howlett said, only brainless people get some stupid message out of it. And if you remember, that song, Smack My Bee Up, can't say the full title, it was banned. There was an edited version of the song, but I'll talk a bit more of that in just a second. He said, Liam, for this band to survive, it has to be dangerous for us. It really was something special at that time. Keith's hair, remember that? The devil horns, and of course as well, that famous jumper, the Stars and Stripes. It was so iconic at the time. So let's have a little listen back to that amazing album. If your Monday was fizzling out a little bit, here's a way of getting it going again. Two songs from the Fat of the Land, two belters as well. Firestarter first, followed by Breathe.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week.
X. Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
Wow. That song is called Breathe for a very good reason, because you have to remind yourself to breathe. How about that for a classic album? Fat of the Land. Tony summed it up in a tweet. He says, Prodigy on Radio X, 1997. Let's have it. That really did sum it up at the time. Kevin Goodchild as well. This is a brilliant message. He says, Gordon, my Sonos volume control doesn't go up loud enough for Firestarter. And Benny Trickett as well tells us a little interesting story. He says, the Fat of the Land trivia for you, Gordon. They wanted to release it in the US as the Land of the Fat, but Maverick Records, Madonna's label at the time, refused. Now, I can't verify that. I've been looking to try and prove it, but it wouldn't surprise me. It's exactly their kind of humour. What a brilliant little story that is. So I played You Breathe there, the second single. It went straight to number one. Features samples of Thin Lizzy, Wu-Tang Clan as well. And Firestarter before that, the first single from the album, and another smash hit, number one. The first time Keith Flint was presented as the band's frontman, and you'll never forget that picture. It is indelibly marked on your brain, isn't it? That Stars and Stripes top, and of course, the horns. It includes a sample of The Breeders, and it was covered, did you know this, by Gene Simmons from Kiss. Starters with D's, not T's. I'm not having that. Not even from Gene Simmons and Kiss. It's just appalling, shocking stuff. Remember the album sleeve as well? Did you know it was originally meant to be a massive kebab with Fat of the Land on it? But in the end, they went for the crab. And only today I realised the crab was meant to be given the V signs. Never realised that before. I just thought it was a lovely picture of a crab. You remember the song Can't Say It Properly on the radio, Smack My B Up. It got a cult following, voted third greatest dance track of all time by Mix Mag. But it was in a bit of controversy at the time. The National Organisation for Women objected to the seeming misogyny of the song, and the band maintains that it's actually about doing anything intensely and always defended it. Here's another story for you. 1998 Reading Festival, the Beastie Boys asked the Prodigy not to play that song because it was a pretty public dispute between the two bands. Never knew that until today. There you are. And here's a little message just to finish this off from Ian in Hull. This is a great little message. He says, class classic album tonight. A totally immersive experience. Brought metalers and ravers together like no one before. And how about this for a phrase? He says, it basically blew open the future. Brilliant stuff. And Ian adds, and the crab on the cover is nice.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Liam Gallagher on Radio X. I'm Gordon Smart and this is The Evening Show. Now, last year, Liam came along to the filming of a show I host. It's called This Feeling TV. We've had some great new bands coming through. I always play This Feeling's track of the week on a Wednesday night. But Liam showed up when we were filming because he's a huge fan of an Aussie band we had in the bill. They are called DMAs. They are Clash. You've probably heard of them. I think they're actually playing in London tonight and I'm sure Liam will be popping along to that. But the other day, Liam was raving about DMAs and their new album on Twitter. I think he called it biblical. But DMAs frontman Johnny Took, he's replied and responded to Liam's kind words. He says, it's cool. Growing up listening to guitar music and popular guitar music, he's been there and done it. He's been at the top of his game for a long time. It's good to get a thumbs up from your peers. It's pretty damn cool from him. It will definitely help us sell a few more tickets, you know. He's spot on there, definitely. And I think there's even talk of them writing together at some point on Liam's next album. So look out for that.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
David Grohl, got to talk about him because he's been making a bit of a habit in the last 18 months or so of shining a light on stars of yesteryear. Loves a bit of nostalgia by the looks of it. Now, just cast your mind back to last year. There was twice, I think, that I can remember, maybe three times, that Rick Astley featured in Foo's performances. If you haven't heard that before, I'm not joking. He genuinely had 80s star Rick Astley on stage at one point and he covered a song and then Rick Astley repeated the favour and played some Foo's on stage up in Manchester. But this one, the latest one, is totally bizarre, right? Halfway through the Foo's set at Welcome to Rockville in Jacksonville in Florida, John Travolta joined the band on stage. JT, John Travolta, Pulp Fiction, and before that, some pretty cheesy films. He joined him on stage. Now, you don't have to be a movie musical fan to know he was the star of Grease. He played Danny Zuko 40 years ago this summer. But anyway, John Travolta took a quick bow to the crowd, huge response from the crowd, and then the Foo Fighters played a mini cover of the iconic and mega cheesy You're the One That I Want. So here it is, that song fired through the prism of the Foo Fighters. Wow. Could you imagine Grease with Dave Grohl playing Danny Zuko? A little bit more intimidating for Sandy.
It's too much.
That's how he finished it. And he's quite right as well. It was too much. Thank you very much to Tyler on Twitter for sharing that clip as well. It's special. But again, Dave Grohl proved he is one of the nicest blokes in rock. At a gig last week as well, he saw a fan who was holding a sign right down the front, and it said, "No dad, be mine." So what he said was, "What, dude, I've got three kids. You want to be my fourth?" He then told the crowd, "For the next 4 minutes, I'm going to be this guy's dad." So he played that 1996 hit, Big Me, and then got the crowd to sing along in honour of that 20-year-old lad in the crowd who didn't have a dad, as he said on that sign. So he said, "Sing it one more time for my adopted son." Pulled the guy up on stage, gave him a big hug, and then the guy got the mic and said, "I hope this is the best show that you've ever been to, because it certainly is for me." Dave Grohl, what a great man he is. Fantastic fella, what a lovely man. Can you imagine him in that remake of Grease? Radio X.